Despite searing criticism from some members of the public, the Hillsborough County Commission voted today to rename their Moral Courage Award after former GOP power broker Ralph Hughes. Hughes died in late June at the age of 77 and was called the father of conservatism in Hillsborough County by former Commissioner Joe Chalura. Because of his pro-development and conservative ideology, Hughes was a controversial presence in Hillsborough politics over the years. And several people came to the board's meeting this morning vehemently blasting the idea, such as Marcella Osteen, who said money was the only reason behind it.
Thousands and thousands in campaign contributions. Commissioner Norman has apparently said that trying to give a rationale for this idea that Ralph Hughes was the only guy I ever met who put his money where his mouth was. Indeed. Yes, this millionaire did spend hundreds of thousands promoting his interest to this board. For instance, trying to keep developers from having to pay impact fees and fighting against indigent health care. But I fail to see how this demonstrates moral courage.
The idea was actually proposed by Commissioner Jim Norman, who had county staff produce a DVD tribute to Hughes to distribute to his fellow commissioners as further proof that Hughes deserved the honor. But many others strongly disagreed. Dover resident Carla Holding referred to an ugly incident from Hughes' youth.
Some of you rather have been quoted in the media lately saying you think it's a swell idea to name the Hillsborough County Moral Courage Award for Ralph Hughes. Just what was either moral or courageous about beating, robbing, and fracturing human beings' jaws?
In fact, as reported by the St. Petersburg Times, at the time of his death, Hughes was sentenced to 7 years in prison for beating and robbing a man while posing as a police officer when he was 20 years old. Captain Jerry Adam Lewis quoted Tampa Tribune columnist Daniel Ruth and blasting the idea of naming the Moral Courage Award after Hughes.
I'm not against naming something after Ralph Hughes. Maybe when the first park or playground in our county is completely bare of all trees and grass and completely paved over with concrete, that could be named the Ralph Hughes Memorial Park.
Cam Oberton is president of the Taylor Roads Civic Association in Sefner. She said that after Hughes died, she said she wanted to respect him by not publicly commenting. But Oberstein said she can no longer remain silent after learning that the board might name the Courage Award after Ralph Hughes.
He intimidated those that didn't agree with him. In my case, he had the shameless audacity to call me a liar at a public hearing that then Commissioner Joe Chalura was conducting. Chalura let him get away with it. Hughes was furious because I dared to oppose him when he wanted to industrialize County Road 579. I sued him. He never spoke and called me a liar again, not in public.
Some public speakers said the award should not be renamed for any particular individual. Others, like Kelly Cornelius, named a variety of local citizens who she said were as worthy of being named, such as environmental activist Mariella Smith, Terry Flott, or Denise Lane. Eva Perez from Sefner blasted Castcrete, Ralph Hughes' concrete business. She called him evil and suggested that the award should be named for the first ever recipient in the county, Cam Oberstein. Activist Terry Flott said Jim Norman should be ashamed to present Ralph Hughes as an embodiment of moral courage.
I really think it's a mistake for everybody. I think it's a mistake for the Hughes family to have them put through this as well. And I would urge you to take some moral courage and not vote for this today.
The only public speaker to support Commissioner Jim Norman's proposal was former County Commissioner Joe Chalura. He mentioned issues in which he opposed Ralph Hughes, yet said he maintained his friendship with him.
Yes, he continued to support me politically, as he did many of you, not because we always agreed, but because we were honest with one another. Ralph's special interest was to make this world a better place. I will always be convinced of that. Let me conclude with the following quote. We are told never to cross a bridge till we come to it. But this world is owned by men who have crossed bridges in their imagination far, far ahead of the crowd. That was Ralph Hughes, and that's moral courage.
After the public spoke, Commissioner Norman said he was ashamed at the disrespect shown to Hughes' family and to Hughes' memory.
And I believe it's gotten way, way out of hand, and I feel very bad for a lot of people that were spoke of today, including Mr. Hughes.
Over the years, Ralph Hughes funded many of those who served or still serve on the county commission. One of those men is Commissioner Mark Sharp, who said that Hughes had financially supported him in the past, but stopped a while ago. Referring to his relatively recent death earlier this summer, Sharp said the board might be better off to do what professional sports leagues do, which is to wait 5 years before selecting members to their Hall of Fame. He said he was ambivalent, but ultimately thought that Hughes was too ideological to receive such an honor.
Because Ralph was involved in so many battles, and many of them ideological, and oftentimes I would even agree maybe in the broad parameters of what he was trying to say about smaller government and such. But I see this award as something that's really supposed to not represent any one political ideology or philosophy, but really kind of encompass the entire community.
County Commissioner Rose Ferlita, who never received financial backing from Hughes, said she was unhappy that she had been put in the awkward position of denigrating the recently deceased concrete builder, but quoted clerk of the court and former commissioner Pat Frank, saying that Hughes was a lobbyist for his own interests.
Mr. Hughes very quickly told me about what his take was on the indigent health program, and I had to laugh, and I really didn't know him that well, so I don't know if he was being sarcastic or what. He said, Ms. Ferlita, I don't know if you know much about pharmacy and indigent health care, and I laughed because the backdrop was my pharmacy department. I said, yes, sir, I've known a little bit about that for 40 years. We had a very quick disagreement. He thought perhaps some people should not be as eligible or considered so easily eligible as some are in terms of the indigent program. I thought our indigent program should be inclusive of everyone, regardless, because it's not for us to point fingers at who should have the privilege of having health care in Hillsborough County and who should.